On this week's show, Josh and Jeff will read dumb news articles, donate money to a worthy cause, and bruise each other's egos to try to become the least stupidest person in the room. You are listening to It's a No-Brainer.
Thank you, Rita, and to Zach for leaving behind his crowd after recording last week's episode with us. Thanks, Zach. Thanks a lot.
Sounds like they're going to be just fun to have around.
Fun for recording episode 5, maybe, but fun for hearing cheering noises after every marginally impressive thing I've done around the apartment the past few days, no.
Ah, you poor guy. I'm so sorry you had to be stuck with that.
Yeah, I'd get home from work and they'd just be cheering away, and it helps in some cases. It's like, finish a crossword puzzle. Yay!
Oh, so they just cheer for everything you do.
Yeah, I guess.
That's why they like Zach. They don't care about mediocrity.
We love you, Zach.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities, even if we have to dumb ourselves down to understand them. Some people call me a butthead, but you can call me Josh. And some people call him Jeff, but you can call him Jeff.
Yeah, that's right, butthead.
That's my new name for the episode.
No. Butthead.
I am a butthead.
Some people call me maybe, but you can call me Rita.
Checking your inbox, Rita, it looks as if people call you never, as nobody has rung you since we first started the show.
Someone really could change that, please.
You could. I've got an idea, actually, how we can change this.
How's that?
Okay, so this week, I'm going to challenge all of our listeners. Leave Rita a voicemail with your best celebrity impression.
And then Josh and I will pick the best ones and play them on next week's show.
Good. Okay. To start, Jeff and I will give you some of our celebrity impersonations. Go ahead. You can do one.
I'll just do Elmo.
Hi, my name's Elmo, and you can tickle me.
This is Kermit the Frog here, and I'm wondering why Elmo is here in the room with me too.
Cause I'm gonna rape you.
That is highly disturbing.
Wait, you don't want to be raped by a giant red thing with an orange nose?
If you rape me in the hinder, it'll be a rainbow connection. I don't know if Kermit, did he ever have a laugh?
I think that's about his laugh right there.
I know he did that, as like most Muppets do, where they're like, they'll wave their arms all around and they'll be like, aah! That's all I can imagine when like Muppet laughing. I also had another one planned. This is my go-to. This is an impression of Adam Sandler doing an impression.
That's pretty accurate.
That's pretty good. Watch too much SNL to master that there. Anyway, that number to leave those wonderful celebrity impressions is 864-96-BRAIN or 864-962-7246.
Earlier this week, we posted the following comment on our Facebook fan page.
Looking for a delicious bleep of the week selection for episode 5. Remember to pick your favorite number between 500 and 1500, and we could say your name on the show.
The first person to respond was Justin R., who said,
"Oh hell, let's make it excruciating. Give me 1499.99.
Well, we said your name, now let's hear the bleep.
Dumpster.
That's good. I was hoping you were going to say, like, you cop-slapping motherfucking whore or something like that, but...
I felt that was already done. I think you did that in the first time you tried this.
Oh, did I say cop-slapping motherfucking whore?
You did say cock-sucking motherfucking whore.
I said slapping, but...
Oh.
It's not much different, though.
Not really.
No.
Just a matter of where the bleeps are placed. Anyway, if you want to pick out the bleep of the week, you can also do so. You can... give us your best Bill Cosby impersonation and give us your bleep of the week at the same time.
I can't say the darnest thing with the Pokemon. 872. Come here.
Shit.
Oh, there's a bleep.
Yeah. Since there's so many of them out there, it's always an overwhelming experience to search for the stupidest news stories of the week. But we've picked a couple that we thought you, our brilliant and attractive listeners, might enjoy.
Funny how you've buttered up the fan since our first story is headlined, Naked Man Covered in Crisco Arrested.
This is a frightening story, although way too humorous. I'll let you take it away then, Jeff.
All right, well, as this one comes from the Huffington Post, you know, where everything weird news comes from.
Yes, especially their Huffington Post weird news section.
Oh, look at that. I was there. It says here that Chad William Forber arrested while naked and covered in Crisco.
How did he get to that state?
You know, something like that I think probably is going to involve drugs here. But it says here, Forber, 41, was arrested early Monday morning by police in response to a call of a naked man. When they got there, he lathered himself up with Crisco and was completely naked, just holding to the can of Crisco underneath his arm. He said he was looking for a place to party.
Yeah. I've got a can of Crisco and I'm looking for a place to party.
And I'm all lathered up and greased. And what the best part is, in his shorts, they appeared to have found methamphetamines.
Oh, there you go. That's
big surprise. I have a question for you. When you party, you cover yourself in Crisco and get naked, right?
Oh, only if I have methamphetamine in my pocket. If I don't, it's usually I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, that's a good choice. I'm going to have to try that next time.
Yeah.
Although I kind of try to stick to the speed instead of the meth, but
yeah, ecstasy and Smucker's strawberry jam.
That's gotta be a great combo.
That'd be an excellent combination.
Oh, that would just feel like heaven on your body.
Crack cocaine and Miracle Whip.
Ooh, nice. I'm thinking maybe some PCP. You know. Steak.
Steak is not a condiment. Oh. Well, I suppose Crisco isn't either. It's just kind of like a
deep frying substance.
Anyway, our next story. China puts nine on trial after teen sells kidney to pay for an iPhone.
Sounds like we got the biggest Apple fanboy here.
It does. And mind you, this was in China. I don't think you could probably get away with this in the United States.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one.
But identified only by his surname, Wang. That's what it says. I'm not making this up.
I know you're not.
The defendants included a surgeon who allegedly removed the kidney of a 17-year-old, and they were accused of helping to plan and carry out the scheme. Mr. Wang had been described as penniless and frustrated over gambling debt, but he arranged the transplant sometime last year, it says, via internet chat rooms. They performed a surgery, the group of medical assistants, they performed surgery. After removing his kidney, he suffered from renal failure, as
usually happens
when you remove a kidney. But the only reason that this whole thing, this whole lawsuit and the story came out about, basically this kid, the 17-year-old living at home, he's got an iPhone and iPad. And the mom's like, where the heck did you get the money to get an iPhone and an iPad? And the kid's like, I sold a kidney, Ma. Like, nothing's nothing of it. So he confessed, and now nurses, a surgical assistant, anesthesiologist, contractor of the urology department, just a whole bunch of people from the hospital who took part in this magnificent idea are now being held in court.
Wow.
I don't think I could sell my kidney for an iPhone or an iPad. Is it really that big a thing anymore?
I know, like, on the black market, kidneys can go for a lot. And reading this article, this kid got ripped off. He only got $3,500 for that kidney. I would want at least $50,000 for my kidney. Now, the question is, after all this suing's done, does he get to keep his iPod and iPad?
He better.
Man, he's be so disappointed if they confiscated. Like, this is evidence.
He's one kidney down. He damn well better keep that iPod and iPhone. Last story here from the Tampa Bay Times. This is titled, Woman Led Deputies on Chase Because She Was Driving Topless.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Giggity-go. She was caught speeding. Patrol car chased after her to pull her over. She kept going, evading police, running a stop sign, and eventually hitting an oak tree. They went to the boyfriend's house whose truck it was. And the reason that she was driving all recklessly is because that she was driving topless and wanted to surprise her boyfriend. So I'm going to use your truck, drive 2 hours to meet you here. And hey, look, my boobies are hanging out. Like, wouldn't that be? I would think it would be more practical to be sane driving with your shirt on. And once you get there, like, woo!
I agree completely with you. And then this surprise has turned out too horrible because she just decided to throw his truck into an oak tree.
Yeah.
But the question on everyone's mind that's listening, I think, is that, is she hot?
That's tough to say.
I'm going to go with no on this one.
I would have to say, yeah. I would probably say no as well. You know, Florida is more capital for, like, old people. And if you're attractive, you're hanging out at the beach, not hanging out inside a truck and
topless.
And topless. And when I mean hanging out, I mean hanging out.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to read any of the full stories from this week's episode, be kept up to date on our show, or read witty one-liners about Adele, please like us on Facebook.com/NoBrainerShow or follow @NoBrainerShow on Twitter. I know we're currently at 21 likes on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that's 9 more and something important happens on Facebook.
It does. It tells us we get insights or something like that.
Yeah, so I'm not even sure what that means.
We get to see all of your search histories and...
And we can see your social security numbers.
The people you like, how many hours you spent playing Farmville.
Oh, what else?
Let's see what else.
Man, it says here... That you can see all their personal fears.
Uh-huh.
So we can haunt them.
Yep.
We'll look street addresses, phone numbers.
Okay, phone numbers might be useful.
Oh, look, my favorite, bank account numbers.
We might put good use to those later, but until then, more stupid stuff after this short break.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. Here's my number, 864-96-BRAIN. Dial the It's a No Brainer podcast hotline and tell me something stupid that happened to you. Again, that's 864-962-7246. So, call me maybe.
For the next few weeks, our show will be holding a fundraiser at Indiegogo.com. Our goal is to raise enough money to push our show to the next level, and we would like your help to do it.
By donating at least a dollar, you'll qualify for some exclusive perks and gifts from the show, and there's plenty up for grabs. So the more you give, the more you get.
If you're hesitant about contributing to our campaign, we'd like to present to you some campaigns that we're competing against for your hard-earned dollars. Starting with this first one here, it is titled Help Roger Peon Get Out of Jail. It could be Peon, too. I don't really know. I guess we should have researched that. Rita, what is the correct pronunciation of that?
Peon.
Thank you. This man is an American hero, and while he obviously is guilty of this nonviolent crime, we should show our support and help pay for his inevitable fines. Okay, so this is pretty formal so far. Let's see here. They are asking for a total of $15,000 as their goal. Right now have raised zero. There's 40 days left, though, so you can decide to add money to the fund here, but let's read a little bit more and see what's involved. A man who was caught in a scuffle with officers over his possession of marijuana decided to engage in an act of civil disobedience. After the initial incident, in which excessive force is anyone's guess, Roger decided to protest being brought up on charges for having a substance that should not be illegal by driving his tractor over all of the police vehicles at his local station. There were no officers in the vehicles at the time, so no one was hurt and only monetary damages were incurred by the department. Despite this, Roger has been brought up on charges including aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. While we don't deny that what he did was wrong, it's called civil disobedience for a reason. No one was hurt, and it was clear that this was a political protest against the enforcement of unjust charges / laws regarding marijuana, of course.
I hate people.
Like, I'm going to run over police cars because it's me protesting marijuana, but I'm going to make sure that you're not in the way so that I don't get in trouble, right? That's how it works, right?
That's not even civil disobedience. That's just, if anything, that's vandalism at the least.
Yeah. Assuming he is charged with an accurate assessment for the damages, this campaign's goal is to have the court costs awaiting for Roger once the verdict is issued. Hopefully, as soon as the verdict is in, we will be able to pay for the damages of the incident and free our anti-prohibition, peaceful protest hero, Roger.
Do you think this is just a guy trolling and trying to be funny?
I really don't know.
I really hope so.
This is kind of a national story at this point, but there's such a large number of people that are praising him for what he did, and I guess that's what we're having trouble understanding here. It's like, okay, so you had marijuana, you were caught with marijuana, and you decide as your revenge you're going to use your tractor to run across police vehicles, regardless if there were people inside.
Regardless that if you agree marijuana should be legalized or whatever, running over cop cars, that's just messed up.
That's
beyond a peaceful protest.
That's a couple steps too far. There are several perks, though. If you donate a dollar, you'll be listed as a contributor. $20, you'll be labeled as a donor. $50, you're an activist, and $100, you're a co-conspirator.
That $100 might be worth it, just so I could be a co-conspirator.
I don't even know if I can donate a dollar.
My bank account won't touch that.
No. But yours will!
We know the numbers. Thanks, Facebook! Okay, next person we're competing against, titled Money Problems.
Okay.
I have a big debt and need a little bit of money. My family have money problems, too. Please help me and my family. family.
Okay. Well, try and get past the misspellings.
Yeah,
here.
I do apologize. So far, he's raised $0 with a $2,000 goal. I need only a little bit of money to get some tools and stuff for business to start. If you have problems with the site, you can also send the money to my bank account, 3-5-2-7-8. Then just write a little comment on the transfer and I will give you your perk.
Oh boy.
Let's see what these awesome perks are.
Yeah, he has just a little bit of a problem releasing his bank account out in public like that.
Yeah, well, good thing we bleeped it out, right?
Yeah.
Did we?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I hope so.
All right. With $5, Every Penny Helps is titled. I'm sorry, but I can't give you guys stuff, but I can give you joy. How can I give you joy? Well, you can think that you have helped me by giving just $5 and hopefully grammar lessons. $10. A shout-out. I will give you a shout-out on my YouTube channel. Wow, there was no spelling errors there.
No, there wasn't.
All right.
He's a YouTube celebrity, or?
Must be. He doesn't have a YouTube channel. Check him out. And then $1,000 epic donation. I will ship a mysterious gift with a value of over $200. Again, no spelling errors.
Wait, so you're saying that if I donate $1,000, I can get a $200 gift in return.
Yeah.
But if I donate a $5 gift, he's not going to send me anything?
Right, because you helped him by giving him $5.
Okay.
That's your reward, joy.
Yeah, that's right, joy. I don't know. I got to go for the shout-out, right? That's going to be useful.
Right. If he's a YouTube celebrity, we could get it's a no-brainer shout-out.
We could. $10 seems a little bit too much.
Yeah, and I'm kind of turned off by his horrible grammar.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And his family.
Well, we'll see. Okay. Yeah,
we'll think about that.
We've got Roger versus Mr. Money Problems.
Third, we got Marry Me with a goal of $10,000.
Okay.
$0 have been donated, and there's 34 days left in this one.
Okay. Plenty of time.
Yeah. I love you, Brittany. Marry Me.
Whoa! A marriage proposal?
No. That's the title of this. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
That probably is a goal. Okay, let's see.
Yeah. Looking like better grammar already. Okay. Hi, everyone. My goal is to raise enough money to give the love of my life what she's always wanted. She always said when I proposed to her, it better be special. So here's what I came up with. Over the next couple months, I want to create a video showing our love. I want to get a camera so that I can start filming me and her doing special things together. For instance, we have our 4-year anniversary coming up in September. I would like to capture special moments from that day. Also, all the holidays we spend together, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Of course, capture other times when we're just enjoying one another. After I accomplish capturing all the footage, I want to hire someone to edit it. Put it all together as a collage of our love and special times. I want to have my voice talking over the video as it replays things we've done together. Now here comes the part where I blow her mind. Hopefully. Lol.
Okay. So far, let's see here. He's purchasing a camera with the money that we're going to be donating. He's going to film special holidays and other things they do together.
Right.
And then hiring somebody to edit it.
And that's expensive right there. I can understand why he's
paying
for that.
Okay, editing is going to cost a lot, but I think the actual filming of things isn't going to cost too much.
No, that's going to be basically free. It's just the camera. You get like a $400 good camera.
Yeah.
But there's still more.
Okay, so let's see what he's going to do from here.
So, the plan is to take her out and do what she loves the most. Go see a movie. And while the previews are playing, the video I made comes on in the theater. She watches it, the lights come on, and I make my proposal right there in front of the whole theater. So, hey, if you believe in love, please give what you can. If you don't, then thank you anyway.
Okay.
I'm thinking a local movie theater will probably do that for free for you.
Possibly, yeah.
Did he forget to mention he's going to buy the ring with that kind of money, maybe?
Yeah, I guess you do need a ring, too. Maybe that's why that's so high. I guess I never thought about that. I took it at face value, like, hey, I need $10,000 to buy a camera and have somebody edit it and put it in my local theater.
Right. I'm hoping he just forgot to mention the ring. But if you donate $500, you get the experience. He will send you a video of him proposing to her. You'll get to see her reaction and answer to my proposal, even if she says no. Lol.
I really hope she wouldn't say no. He's jumping through so many hoops here.
Right.
Like, I think maybe he's making this a bigger thing than it really should be. Like, he knows that he loves this girl, but yet he feels compelled to raise $10,000 to do all this. Surely the goal can be accomplished in less money than that.
Right.
But
she says it better be special, so.
Yeah.
He's trying to make it special.
He is. He's trying. I think just maybe that little bit too hard. But I think of all of the three that we've read here, I would give at least a dollar to that.
Yeah, one. Yeah. That one's actually a nice cause.
Although it's tempting. Roger, I would love to give you some bail money, but.
I think we found our winner of those three.
All right, so Marry Me, you might get a dollar from It's a No-Brainer. We'll have to review the tapes here, but I don't know.
Now the good one.
Now the best one, the last one.
We saved the best for last.
The last one we're going to read you is the one that you need to donate your money to. Basically, well, we'll kind of summarize this here. All the information that you'll need to know will be found on our actual Indiegogo fundraiser campaign website of doom. So our main goal is just to raise $150. If you want to donate more than that, you're more than willing to, I guess, as a collective group. I'm not singling out you in particular.
You know who you are.
We know what you did.
It says so on our Facebook page.
No, not yet. We need 9 more likes.
Oh, that's right. Okay. But we got a couple of perks to entice you to donate your money. For a dollar, we'll give you an 8-word shout out. So basically what that means, you get to make us say whatever 8 words you want. We'll say your name on the show, and then your 8 words.
Even if they don't make sense.
Even if they don't make sense.
If we could, just 8 random adjectives, and we'll say it.
It could be all in Dutch, and we'll have to say it. For $5, we'll give you a 15-second break. This will include either a song parody or an advertisement of your choice. And the upgraded one, which I think is probably one of the best ones we got here. It's going to be the 30-second break, and you'll get that for 3 separate episodes. I guess I didn't mention, too, the reward stack, too.
Yeah.
So if you donate $5, you're going to get both that 15-second break and that $1 shout-out. $15 for the script sneak peek. We'll basically put you on the list. You get to see all of our scripts as they are assembled into the show. For $20, you'll get an exclusive content CD. Now, remember that 2.5 episode released? We kind of found our deleted scenes and stuff. The CD is going to be so much better than that, so much more than that. All of our rants, our deleted scenes, stuff we had to cut for time, extended scenes, advertisements and parodies, probably some exclusive things to that we never even did before, but it'll all be kind
of
like...
A personal reading of 50 Shades of Grey by me.
Ooh. That, I would put $20 down for that. And the last one is $50. You can guest host an episode with us. I know we kind of pick out sometimes a small group of friends on who we want on the show, like Zach last week. But, hey, if you live in, let's say, Idaho, we can maybe fly over there and
record an episode. Skype you in,
that too. That's probably more practical. And then we'll have other perks, too, that we'll introduce throughout the next couple weeks as this is going on. Again, I guess donate as much as you can if you want to help us out, but hey, if you don't want to help us out, that's all right. Just spread the word, and we love you long time.
Long time, $5. Love you long time. If you want us to invest in any of your projects, email us at nobrainershow@gmail.com. Even more stupid stuff after this break.
At the end of every show, Rita must perform thousands of calculations per minute to mathematically be certain of who is most likely to become the least stupidest person in the room. How either of us can achieve this title is completely up to her. So, Rita, what is the challenge this week?
You want answers? We'll give that crazy Yahoo answers.
Ask a stupid question, you may just get a stupid answer. But in the case of this week's challenge, Jeff and I must answer as many questions from the Yahoo Answers service as we can within 1 minute. Once per round, we will be allowed to shout clarify, in which point the clock will stop, and we will be read additional details about the original question. The person with the most correct answers, as deemed by Sensei Rita, will be this week's winner. Jeff, as you were the winner of last week's challenge, you must decide who will answer questions first in this week's challenge.
Well, what do you want to happen, Butthead?
You're asking for my opinion now? Yeah. You're deferring it over to me. Well, I guess, let's see here. The first two times we did this challenge, I think you started and you won.
Yeah.
So I would like to start.
All right, we can do that. A little bit. That'd be nice.
You're so kind.
Yeah, you know, I feel a little guilty winning so much.
That's all right. You've won three, I've won one. So, I mean, I can rally and come back.
Yeah, that's true, you can. We're still young. We have lots of episodes to go.
We do. Well, Jeff, you're going to read first, and the clock will start as soon as you read the first question.
All right. First question is going to come from username JJ.
Okay.
And JJ wants to know, can you reverse an abortion?
No. Once you take it out, you can't put it back in.
Is Vietnam called after the famous and so-called Vietnam War?
No, I think you got that the other way around. Someone's the first person.
Should I talk to my boyfriend for advice on a boy I just met and like?
Your boyfriend?
Yeah, her boyfriend. She wants to ask her boyfriend that.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
All right. What do you think about people being obsessed with poop?
I don't know. Can I ask Jeff? Can I have a lifeline?
Sure.
All right. What is it?
It's funny.
It's funny. I'm going to say it's funny. Final answer.
All right. I drink my own urine. Should I be worried?
No, urine is sterile. It's okay to drink.
What's something you should never shave?
A cat.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I'd probably dance on a roof.
How do I get rid of butt acne?
Claritin? No, I don't know.
All right.
I had to use it.
Yeah. This comes from username Rachel.
Okay.
And she asks, how do I get rid of butt acne? ?
All right.
My boyfriend doesn't want to touch my butt because he says it's all lumpy. And I can't pop them because it hurts and bleeds. What should I do?
No. I'm sorry I clarified, audience. I'm sorry I clarified.
Oh. How much did he get, Rita?
Josh, you correctly answered 7 questions correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
It's doable. Well, Jeffery, the referee.
Ha, you rhymed.
I did rhyme. The score to beat is 7, and remember, your time will start after I read the first question. Why is it that my farts are so loud and smelly? My younger brothers say my farts are like a man's fart.
Because you ate an entire cow.
Is it safe to kiss a dirty floor?
It depends what's making it dirty.
Oh, how do you stop loving someone?
By killing them.
Why I feel embarrassment when I'm go-to haircut?
Maybe it's because you don't have any hair.
Is it possible to reverse the effects of laxative abuse?
Oh, eat a lot of cheese.
How can nerds not know how to swim?
Because nerds, they're so worried about math calculations, they're too busy thinking about how to get the correct buoyancy to swim instead of just swimming, that's why.
Ah, good answer. Can I make a one-night stand a regular occurrence?
I think a one-night stand is just supposed to be one night, so, you know, if you're sleeping with the same person over and over again, I think that turns from a one-night stand to a fuck buddy.
Okay. What's wrong with my dog's penis?
A clarify.
Oh, what time is up?
Oh, no, I missed the clarify.
Oh, no, that's a missed opportunity, but let's see.
Yeah, I gotta know what this clarify is.
Just for the sake, this is by username catlover 9803.
And they have a dog?
And they're asking a question about a dog's penis?
Well, either way, we can tag team this question together now that the time's up.
That's true, okay. Anyway, they say, what's wrong with my dog's penis? So, sometimes this red thing will come out and it won't go back in. Help?
Isn't that its penis?
That's its penis. Yes, in fact, I think that might be his penis.
So you just have a dog that's getting erect, that's all. Yeah. You have a horny dog. Cut its balls off.
This explains why she's a cat lover. She doesn't know anything about dog anatomy. All right.
That was an easy question to answer.
That should have been so easy, but okay, let's see. Jeff, how many did you get right?
Jeff, to beat Josh, you must have answered more than 7 questions correctly. The total number of questions you answered correctly is 7.
Oh!
Was that a tie? I had a 7 too, right?
That's a tie.
Uh-oh. What the hell do we do in a tie?
Rita, what do we do?
In the event of a draw, I will read one Yahoo Answers question to the tied players. The first person to buzz in with the correct answer will be this week's winner. Who will be 2012 Rookie of the Year in NFL?
Oh, that was too slow.
Albert Pujols.
That
is incorrect.
You don't watch a lot of sports, do you?
No. I think he's a baseball player, but I just had to say Pujols.
I will just go with good old Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is not a rookie, but since that answer is less incorrect than Josh's answer, congratulations, Jeff.
Oh!
You are this week's least stupid person in the room.
Yeah, that was pretty darn close.
Yeah, that was pretty close, and the only reason you lost it is because you don't watch sports.
Oh, I just elected to say the word Pujols, that's all.
Yeah, good old Pujols.
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 What else would Pujols be good for? If not for...
I don't know, maybe pooping out of it?
Maybe. Congratulations to you, Jeff.
Yes!
You've won every single round of this you've played.
I really like this game, the Yahoo
it's,
Answers.
It's pretty fun.
I just like it because I win. Oh, look, Zach's crowd's cheering for me, too. All right!
All right. Damn audience. Jeff.
I kind of like Zach's audience now.
All right.
All right, if you'd like to tweet us, we do have a Twitter. That's at No Brainer Show. We also have a Facebook if you want to like us. It's facebook.com/NoBrainerShow.
Continue not emailing us MVs at NoBrainerShow@gmail.com, but please pick the bleep of the week, celebrity impersonations. We'd love to hear them. 864-96-BRAIN or 864-962-7246. His name is Jeff.
And his name is Josh, and he wants to remind you that life is stupid, and so is everyone.
You got that wrong. My name is Buck.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Jackass.